Now, let me ask you a tricky question, perhaps a disturbing one. How would you feel about putting your human cells into a living animal, even brain cells? Well, it's been happening, and for good reason, they say. Dr. Robin Lovell-Badge has himself been doing it, as he told the British Science Festival last week.
These range from where you insert human DNA into animals, and this can be, in terms of the amount of human DNA, it can vary from, say, a single gene, all the way up to people have done whole chromosomes. So a group has developed a very nice model of Down syndrome in mice by transferring essentially a whole copy of human chromosome 21 into these animals.
I was going to ask you, because genes are genes are genes, and we tend to have them going back right to the yeast or the banana, and so identifying what is a human piece of gene. But if you're doing a chromosome, that's clearly human, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, it is, and it's obviously got a collection of many genes which are making human proteins. However, these mice look like mice. They don't look human in any way. They do have some of the symptoms that Down syndrome patients have, and so they are turning out to be a very, very valuable model for looking in detail at, first of all, how those effects develop in the individual animal, and ultimately to try and pinpoint specific genes that are responsible for each of the different problems that Down patients have, and I guess for finding treatments for those more serious aspects of it.
Because you wouldn't experiment with the kids who've got Down syndrome?
No, and that's often the whole motivation for this type of experiment, is to create a much better animal model to allow you to study the disease in an animal rather than the humans, and to look for treatments.
You can also get nerves in brains, human nerves in the brains of mice. How do you do that?
Well, different ways, but essentially you can just inject them in there. Usually what people do is they'll take a neural stem cell, so a stem cell that comes from the nervous system, and this can be taken, and people have done experiments using these derived in different ways from adult people, from aborted fetuses, or from human embryonic stem cells that they then allowed to specialise to give rise to these stem cells that correspond to the nervous system. And then you simply can inject them into relevant part of the animal's brain, and they will take up residence and they will give rise to nerves, and those nerves have been shown to be functional in a number of ways. The reason why people are doing this are not just for the sheer fun of it, but to try and develop ways of dealing with either degenerative diseases of the nervous system or trauma, such as stroke or spinal cord injuries. And of course there are a couple of trials going on which are relevant both for spinal cord injuries. So Geron in the US are just starting there. Hopefully their trial, putting human cells back into humans with spinal cord injuries. But those human cells had to have been tested in an animal model of spinal cord injury first. The regulatory authorities wouldn't let them do the experiments otherwise. But also they needed to know whether they're likely to have any benefit. And the same is going on for stroke. And in fact, there's a trial due to start in Scotland any day now, putting human neural stem cells into stroke-damaged patients. But of course, that's on the back of a whole lot of research where they showed, using a rat model of stroke, that there was some benefit to the rats. They improved after receiving these human cells.
I see. Now, well, you talked about permission there, and you come off the back of a survey in Britain as to public attitudes to this sort of experimentation. Mm-hmm. What were the results?
Well, there was an awful lot of results, so it's rather complex, but in general, we were relieved to find that the public were, on the whole, quite supportive of this type of research. They were more supportive when they could see that there were likely to be medical benefits than if it was just purely for scientists wanting to ask any old question.
Being curious.
Exactly, being curious. But even then, they weren't too against it. It was just they were far more in favour if there was a clear medical benefit could arise. So they're basically happier if you can explain that they're likely to be a medical benefit. Obviously, science doesn't work with guarantees, but as long as you suggest that the research is being done for the purpose, they were happy. They didn't mind too much about which body system you were messing around with. You know, they didn't mind it really at all if you were replacing internal organs of a mouse with human cells, for example, a liver or the blood system. They were a little bit more nervous about messing around with the brain, and so putting human brain cells into an animal's brain would be a problem. They were not so worried about whether you're doing this with mice or rats, but they would have a big concern if you were going to do this with a monkey. Then they were also concerned about the reproductive system. So having either the germ cells or the sperm or eggs that are human in an animal was of more concern, and you can understand why people would be worried about that. Even though that there are very good medical reasons for trying to do this, you may know that there's a decline in male fertility, and people don't really understand why, and it's thought that there may be various pollutants in the environment which are causing a problem. Well, how do you test that? Do you screen men with a whole variety of pollutants and to see what effect they have? Or can you have animals, like mice, with a little bit of testicular material and treat the animals with the potential pollutants and see what effect it has? So the public were accepting if you explained why you're doing the experiment, but otherwise they felt a little bit nervous about that type of thing.
The public seems to be ahead of the politicians, is that right?
Well, politicians are busy. They don't have time to think about these things, probably. That's a little unfair to say that. So there was concern because when we had a big debate in the UK a couple of years ago, which led up to the change in the way that human embryo research is regulated. And in particular, there was this suggestion that people might want to do experiments with human embryos, putting animal material in those. And that was all decided that was okay if it was regulated properly. But the other half of the equation, we realized, hadn't been looked at properly. And some politicians certainly had a concern at that time that it ought to be looked at because they were not necessarily aware of the types of experiment I've mentioned that these were actually going on. And so the Academy of Medical Sciences was asked to look into this as in a whole area and ask whether it needed to be regulated in a new way, whether the current regulations were okay or what should happen.
And the regulations are going to be changed, do you think, next year?
So the Academy's report will come out next year. There are changes in the way animal research is regulated in the UK because of the wider European context. So there's new European directive on animal research. But actually those don't really categorise this type of experiment. So what we still don't know, because we haven't reached our conclusions of our report yet, is whether there's a feeling that the regulations needed to be changed or adapted, or whether there needs to be a new body brought in to give some sort of oversight to this specific type of animal research.
What does the church think about your work of putting human genes into animals?
Different churches think different things. So most seem quite accepting of this. Again, as long as they see that the whole idea is that you're doing research that's going to benefit humans, they don't have a problem with it. I guess the one exception has been the Roman Catholic Church, where, you know, a couple of years ago the Pope put out a decree saying that people who make transgenic animals using human genes have committed a mortal sin. And so I've been doing that type of research myself for many, many years. So I'm obviously going to burn in hell for eternity.
Well, I hope not. Dr. Robin Lovell-Badge from the National Institute for Medical Research in London.